On this spotlight episode of the Nerd Outcast podcast, we talk about video games live. Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Chris Bashan. As you have already heard, this is a spotlight episode, which means it breaks from my normal format. I don't have guests on for this one. It is just me on the mic, and we're going to have a much shorter podcast as I kind of highlight a very specific thing that I want to talk about, specifically video games live. As some of you may be aware, I'm a huge fan of video game music, along with like movie scores and whatnot, and seeing as how this is the second spotlight episode we've kind of done on this, I think we all realize I'm just secretly building to a video games music podcast. First spotlight I ever did actually was about The Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddess Tour, and now I want to talk about video games live. Some of you may be familiar with this, some of you may not, but video games live is essentially like the Zelda concert, a celebration of video game music and all types of music from numerous composers. Concert was originally founded by Tommy Tallarico and Jack Wall, both of whom worked in the video game industry as composers. And then I believe it was Tommy who came up with the idea of wanting to celebrate game music and rearrange and orchestrate various famous themes from Mario Brothers to Halo to Mega Man to God of War. So he reached out to the individual composers and got permission to use their work, and then essentially arranged a concert and took it on tour. If I'm correct, Video Games Live began in 2005, and since then has really built to a massive collection of music and tours that they take around not just the United States anymore, but around the country, or around the world. It originally started in the United States, but now they go everywhere from Japan to Spain, to Russia. They hit up everywhere. The concert has really become popular. And I had the fortune to see the concert when it came through Chicago. And unlike the Zelda concert, which was very much like going to a symphony where people dressed up in nice clothing and you sat through and you essentially were like watching a symphony, the Video Games Live is more like an interactive rock concert. At least at the show I saw, Tommy Tallarico himself comes out on stage and talks to the audience at various points. They have kind of comedy videos based on video games, I think some of which are probably on Funny or Die or YouTube, kind of featuring various games and sketches about them. And then they also kind of just interact with the audience. I remember at the concert I saw, they had somebody come up on stage and play Rock Band. The orchestra actually played the song as they did. And then they had another person come up and I think play the original Mario Brothers, and they had the orchestra kind of play the music live as he was playing through the level. So things like that happen, and they encourage everyone to really be loud and enjoy the show and just shout and have a great time, essentially. Very, very, very opposite of what the symphony was like. So it's really, really a great time. It's really a lot of fun. And it kind of just delves into video game heritage. I mean, they had stuff from Atari all the way to modern day consoles. So I've selected a few tracks to play that I wanted to kind of give you a taste of the concert. The first track I'm going to play is the Halo montage that they created. I chose this specifically just because the Halo score was originally recorded in Chicago, and they actually had the original composer come out and conduct this when I saw the show, because I saw it here in Chicago. So if you've ever played Halo, you'll be familiar with these themes. I believe this is all from Halo 1, 2, and 3. So I'll go on and play that. You take a listen and enjoy.
Thank you. future.
Finish the fight. You gotta really finish the fight after you listen to that, right? Am I right? Alright, moving on. The next piece I want to play is a piano medley. I unfortunately did not have a chance to see this, but it was on the soundtrack and I've seen the YouTube video since. If I'm correct, this is a piano medley played by a man named Martin Leung. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize, Martin. He's a pianist, obviously, and he does this piano medley by himself, at least in the videos that I've seen. So this is a piano medley based on Mario Brothers, so enjoy.
Thank you.
That was great. That was the Mario Piano Medley by Martin Leung, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And they, like I said, they have a bunch of solo acts that come out and participate in the show. They also work with a woman named Laura Introvia, who is known as Flute Link. If you Google that, you'll find Flute Link. She, as it sounds, plays a lot of Zelda music on her flute. And she was at the concert that I saw, and she came out dressed up as Link and did through kind of like this little bit with her flute and a medley that she had created. And sometimes these guests will play with the orchestra, and sometimes they will just be solo acts. And what I saw was a solo act, but it was really, really awesome. So the final bit of music that I want to play is from Mega Man. Like I said, the concert focuses on all types of video game music, from 8-bit consoles to modern day. And it was really awesome to see this montage of Mega Man. While the orchestra was playing, they had a screen up on the back where they were showcasing footage from various Mega Man games. And specifically, this montage that you're going to hear is the intro to Mega Man 2, the intro to Mega Man 3, and then Wily's Castle for Mega Man 2, which is considered some of the best chiptune music in the entire video game industry. The guitarist that you will hear halfway through the montage is Tommy Tallarico himself. If Tommy is present at the concert, he will usually participate. He was heavily involved with the concert I saw here in Chicago, so it was really cool to see him come out on stage and really just shred through this Mega Man intro. It was really awesome. And like I said, I'm a huge fan of game music, so it's really exciting to just see this played by a rock concert and just like people really enjoying it. So I'm going to let this music take us out, but before I do, I highly encourage you to seek out Video Games Live if it's coming to your area. They just announced the tour dates for 2014. It's a really great concert. You can go to www.videogameslive.com and see all the information there. If you can't go to a concert, check out their albums on iTunes. I bought them. They're really wonderful. So please, if this is any interest to you, go check it out. And like I said, we'll slowly eventually do a full video games music podcast. So hopefully this spotlight episode will hold you over until then. So I've been your host, Chris Bashan, and taking us out is the Mega Man Medley from Video Games Live.